South Central Kansas, you'll find a place long important to Native Americans, a place where they, and later white settlers, would meet to discuss peace on the High Plains. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Medicine Lodge, Kansas has always had a strong tie to the Native American tribes that once made this area their home. John Nixon says there's a good reason for that.
I think because of the good hunting and the water at medicinal purposes, good timber and good place to hunt, we had a lot of buffalo.
But the area around today's town of Medicine Lodge, Kansas, was a special one for many years prior to European settlement.
The Five Plains tribes of Indians that met here over a two-week period, they signed three treaties between themselves. They had met at the confluence of the Medicine River and Elm Creek back in 1867.
The area was a sacred place to many tribes. The Kiowa, for instance, knew this stretch of the river for its high Epsom salt content. In the fall of 1867, the five tribes signed a peace treaty with the United States here. John even has an original copy of that document.
Back in 1867, there was 42 chiefs that signed this treaty. They took the original three treaties back to D.C., and they handwrote copies for each one of the chiefs. It took them a couple of years to do it. But I have one that was between the Cheyennes and the Arapahoes, one of those handwritten copies.
John purchased his copy from descendants of Chief White Rabbit. 7 years later, events gave rise to the establishment of what many would call a fort.
1874 is when they built the original stockade, which was downtown to protect the citizens from the Indians, because there was a few skirmishes and what have you.
A reconstruction of the stockade is today open to the public. The community has a peace treaty pageant every few years to commemorate the important meeting spot and the history that has occurred here. Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.